This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Njengamanje we have Dr. Beka Ntshangase, who is the Dean of the Faculty of Management Science at MUT. Doc, welcome on the MUT Radio. So this is one good.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for an opportunity.
We really appreciate your time, njengamhlanje. In an event like this, what does it mean for you?
What it means for me is that MUT is serious about repositioning itself for research. As you might know, that MUT has been the university that was not that much focused on research. But right now, the situation is changing. The university is increasing in its research activities and in its research output. We are pushing by all means possible to reclaim our position as a university that is informed by research moving forward. So this is an opportunity where we'll be aligning our focus areas as MUT with the national goals that we need to focus on, so that we will be able to deal with issues of Vision 2030 of the country. So we are here to align those and to ensure that the three faculties are involved in research that talks to those areas of the Vision 2030.
Maybe why is it important for Isidaso Semangosuthu to be part of a research summit?
Research is a backbone of any and every university, as I highlighted earlier. If you are not embarking on research as a university, it means there's no future. You embark on research or you perish. Because when you look at that, for you to increase your publication, you need to focus on research. You have to embark on research. You need to also ensure that you are introducing programs that are encouraging research. That is why we are moving towards master's and PhD, so that at the end of the day, we'll be able to enhance and improve our research activities. And over and above that, you must remember, when you embark on research, it also improves your teaching and learning.
Yeah.
And it also improves on your community engagement. You engage on your communities, and thereafter, you'll be able to have research that is community-based that also assist you in terms of your teaching and learning. So it's a very important aspect of tertiary institution.
Congratulations on the research awards. I heard you won an award there. So please tell us more about that. What was it about?
All right, that was a gold award for the Faculty of Management Sciences, meaning to say I had best or highest research output in the Faculty of Management Sciences. That was coming from the hard work, but I have to be honest, it was not just me alone. It was with other two colleagues, that is Dr. Mviana and Professor Sandiso. But when it comes to me, whatever that I have achieved is not just for me, but is for members of the faculty, because we decided to come up with research writing retreats where we assist academics in terms of how to write for publications. We also have our weekly research seminars where we engage on different themes on research. And as well, when it comes to me, I've benefited a lot from that. And as well, my students that I supervise from different universities, I published with them. The postdocs that I work with at MUT also contributed to what I've achieved. So this was not just for me, but it was for the faculty. Because I believe that you need to lead with the example, and I was very happy to get it. But I'm also very happy for other colleagues who received it, because it means that it's not just me, but we are a team that is moving forward. And we are changing the landscape of research in the Faculty of Management Sciences. As you might not know, but I can share with you that when I was occupying for the first time the office of the dean in 2020, the current acting VC asked me about my Senate report about research, because there was nothing. Then I said, watch the space. As I'm taking over, things will change. And things have already changed. As you are maybe aware, that in 2022, we were the best faculty in research output for the first time since the inception of MUT. So really, I'm pleased with what I see, but it's just the beginning.
Oh, wow. It's just the beginning. Your words of encouragement, lastly, before we let you go, Doc, to the staff now and the students who are or may be involved with research.
The only thing I can say is that you need to love your discipline, because usually when we engage on research, is research is discipline specific. So what I can say to students, those of you who are doing maybe advanced diploma and postgraduate diploma, please pursue your master's. When you finish your master's, pursue your PhD. And remember, when you finish your master's, you have to make sure that you publish some papers with that dissertation. When you move to PhD, you have to publish papers as well with that thesis. That's how you begin the journey. And when it happens that you are a staff member within MUT or Faculty of Management Science, but you are not publishing, please attend these writing retreats. Please attend the conferences and calls that we make to capacitate you in research area. There is no magic in this. The only thing to do is to do it. The only way to improve is to do it. Please do it. That's all I can say.
No, thank you so much, Doc. We really appreciate your time and your words of encouragement. We will try. We know research. We know I've done your research, only research proposal. Just think it's not for me.
It looks like you can't do it until you start.
Until you start it.
That's how it goes.
No, thank you.
No, thank you very much.
We really appreciate you.
Okay, bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.